Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sunday Night Praise and Worship, listening to great music together and praising the Lord.
No more tears or broken dreams. Forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship, worship forever in your presence.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just worship Him together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to our Sunday night together of special music and praising and worshiping the Lord together. This is your host, Diane Linning, broadcasting live from the United States of America. We are reaching out to all of you around the world. We hope you enjoy our Sunday nights, and for some of you in the Eastern Hemisphere, it's in the morning. Monday morning early, it's a great way to start your day off. We are going to open tonight saying the Lord's Prayer together. Now, the Lord's Prayer is found in Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That prayer is from the Bible, and the Lord's Prayer is one that Christians memorize. Going to share some scripture tonight in Psalms where God directs us to praise and worship Him. In Psalms chapter 117, 18 and 19, praise the Lord, all ye nations everywhere. Praise Him, all the peoples of the earth. For He, God, loves us very dearly, and His truth endures. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord, for He's so good. His loving kindness is forever. Let the congregation praise Him with these same words. His loving kindness is forever. And let the priests chant, His loving kindness is forever. Let the Gentile converts chant, His loving kindness is forever. In my distress, I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me, and He rescued me. He is for me. How can I be afraid? What can mere man do to me? The Lord God is on my side. He will help me. Let those who hate me beware. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to take refuge in Him than in the mightiest king. Though all the nations of the world attack me, I will march out behind his banner and destroy them. Yes, they surround and attack me, but with his flag flying above me, I will cut them off. They swarm around me like bees. They blaze against me like a roaring flame. Yet beneath his flag, God's flag, I shall destroy them. You did your best to kill me, O my enemy, but the Lord helped me. He is my strength and song in the heat of battle, and now He has given me the victory. songs of joy at the news of our rescue are sung in the homes of the godly. The strong arm of the Lord has done glorious things. I shall not die, but live to tell of all his deeds. The Lord has punished me, but not handed me over to death. Open the gates of the temple. I will go in and give him many thanks. So he wants us to give thanks in our homes and thanks in our temples. Those gates are the way to the presence of the Lord, and the godly enter there. Oh Lord, thank you so much for answering my prayer and saving me. The stone rejected the builders has now become the capstone of the arch. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous to see. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. That's that song I sing, and I'm going to sing it again in a few minutes. Oh Lord, please help us, save us, give us success. Blessed is the one who is coming, the one sent by the Lord. We bless you from the temple. Jehovah God is our light. The present to him, my sacrifice upon the altar, for you are my God. And I shall give you this thanks and his praise. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is forever. Remember that song I've sung for you? This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. It's from the scripture, Psalm 118, found right here in verse 23. And we're going to sing that for you. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Jesus loves us. Jesus wants us to praise him. God the Father wants us to praise him. And God the Father wants us to have the gift of the Holy Spirit to live and walk according to the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit. And we can commune with God when we worship him in spirit, like we're teaching you to do on these Sunday night music times. Now, as you learn to sing these songs, you can put them to the kinds of instruments and drums and music that you sing in your part of the world, but yet still sing these words with the melody and make the music accommodate to music according to your use, what you're used to. God loves it all. He sees the heart, and he knows and understands what you mean when you praise the Lord in your native tongue. In Psalm 119, it says, happy are all who perfectly follow the laws of God. Happy are all who search for God and always do his will, rejecting compromise with evil and walking only in his paths. You have given us your laws to obey. Oh, how I want to follow them consistently. You know, we worship God. We honor God when we follow his laws consistently every day on a daily basis. And we don't say, oh, okay, it's okay to break the law this time. God will forgive us for that. But that's not his plan. His plan is really that we follow the laws consistently, daily, all the time. Then I will not be disgraced, God says. You will have a clean record, and you and your family will not be disgraced, but you will be honored for following God's laws. After you have corrected me, I will thank you, God, by living as I should. I will obey you, God, Oh, don't forsake me, and don't let me slip back into sin again. How can a young man stay pure? By reading your word and following its rules. I have tried my best to find you, but don't let me wander off from your instructions. I have thought much about your words and stored them in my heart so that they would hold me back from sin. Blessed Lord, teach me your rules of life, the way you want me to live. I have recited your laws and rejoiced in them more than in riches. I will meditate upon them and give them my full respect. I will delight in them and not forget them. Bless me with life so that I can continue to obey you. Open my eyes to see wonderful things in your word. I am but a pilgrim here on earth. How I need a map, and your commands are my chart and guide. I long for your instructions more than I can tell. Did you know that the Holy Spirit will guide you and give you instructions and confirmation in your heart and spirit of how to live your life, of whether something you are contemplating doing is good or not, or whether you should or should not do it? God will witness to you in your heart and spirit. You rebuke those cursed proud ones who refuse your commands. Don't let them scorn me for obeying you, God. For even princes sit and talk against me, but I will continue in your plan. Your laws are both my light and my counselors, my guide. I am completely discouraged at times. I lie in the dust. Revive me, O Lord, by your word. I told you my plans, and you replied. Now give me your instruction. Make me understand what you want, for then I shall see your miracles. Sometimes I weep with grief. My heart is heavy with sorrow, and I am sad or overcome or feel oppressed and discouraged. But encourage me and cheer me with your words, Lord. Keep me far from every wrong. Help me, undeserving as I am, to obey your laws, for I have chosen to do right. I cling to your commands and follow them as closely as I can. Lord, don't let me make a mess of things or of my life. If you will only help me to want your will, then I will follow your laws even more closely. Just tell me what to do, and I will do it, Lord. As long as I live, I'll wholeheartedly obey. Make me walk along the right paths, for I know how delightful they really are. Help me to prefer obedience to making money. Turn me away from wanting any other plan than yours. Revive my heart towards you. Reassure me that your promises are for me, for I trust and revere you. How I dread being mocked for obeying, for your laws are right and good. I long to obey you, Lord. I long to obey the laws of God. Lord, teach me the laws and to obey them. Therefore, in fairness, renew my life. For this was your promise, yes, Lord, to save me. Now spare me by your kindness and your love. Then I will have an answer for those who taunt me, for I trust your promises. May I never forget your words, for they are my only hope. Therefore, I will keep on obeying you forever and forever, free within the limits of your laws. I will speak to kings about their value, and they will listen with interest and respect. Now I love your laws. How I enjoy your commands. Come to me. I call to them, for I love them and will let them fill my life. Never forget your promises to me, God, your servant, for they are my only hope. They give me strength in all my troubles. How they refresh and revive me. proud men hold me in contempt for obedience to you, God, but I stand unmoved. From my earliest youth, I have tried to obey you. Your word has been my comfort. At times I am very angry with those who spurn your commands, for these laws of yours have been my source of joy and singing through all these years of my earthly pilgrimage. I obey them even at night and keep my thoughts, O Lord, on you. What a blessing this has been to me to constantly obey you, God. Jehovah is mine, and I promise to obey. With all my heart, I want your blessing. Be merciful, just as you have promised. I thought about the wrong direction in which I was headed, turned around and came running back to you. Evil men have tried to drag me into sin, but I am firmly anchored into your law. At midnight, I will rise up to give my thanks to you for your good laws. Anyone is my brother who fears and trusts the Lord and obeys him. O Lord, the earth is full of your loving kindness. Teach me your good paths to walk. Lord, I am overflowing with your blessings, just as you promised. Now teach me good judgment as well as knowledge, for your laws are my guide. I used to wander off until you punished me. Now I closely follow you and follow all you say. You are good and do only good, and make me follow your lead. Proud men have made up lies about me, but the truth is that I obey your laws with all my heart. Their minds are dull and stupid, but I have sense enough to follow you. The punishment you gave me was the best thing that could have happened to me, for it taught me to pay attention to your laws. They are more valuable to me than millions in silver and gold. You made my body, Lord. Now give me sense to heed your laws. All those who fear and trust in you will welcome me, because I too am trusting in your word. I know, O Lord, that your decisions are right, and that your punishment was right and did me good. Now let your loving kindness comfort me, just as you promised. Surround me with your tender mercies, that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be disgraced, for they have cut me down with all their lies, but I will concentrate my thoughts upon your laws. Let all others join me who trust and fear you, and we will discuss your laws. Help me to love your every wish, then I will never have to be ashamed of myself. I faint for your salvation, but I expect your help, for you have promised it. My eyes are straining to see your promises come true. Will you comfort me with your help, Lord? I am shriveled like a wineskin in the smoke, exhausted and waiting. But I still cling to your laws and obey them. We'll finish that chapter in Psalms after we sing one more song in praise and worship here. Now, you've heard it once before. Let's see if you can sing along with Endless Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the universal term that every language uses it. Whatever your language, learn hallelujah. Hallelujah. Endless Hallelujah by Matt Redman. Praise the Lord. Sing along with it. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord.
When I stand before your throne, dressed in glory not my own, what a joy I sing of on that day. No more tears or broken dreams. Forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. Then we will worship.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father. Just worship the Lord. He is my strength and song. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are reading in Psalms 119. The book of Psalms is very good for instructions on how to praise and worship the Lord. And I'm continuing in Psalm 119 on verse 83. I'm shriveled like a wineskin in the smoke, exhausted and waiting. But still I cling to your laws and obey them. How long must I wait before you punish those who persecute me? These proud men who hate your truth and laws have dug deep pits for me to fall in. Their lies have brought me into deep trouble. Help me, for you love only truth. They had almost finished me off, yet I refuse to yield and disobey your laws. In your kindness, spare my life. Then I can continue to obey you. Forever, O Lord, your word stands firm in heaven. Your faithfulness extends to every generation. Like the earth you created, it endures by your decree, God. For everything serves your plan. I would have despaired and perished unless your laws had been my deepest delight. I will never lay aside your laws, for you have used your laws to restore my joy and health. Did you hear that? God uses his laws to restore our joy and our health. When we live according to his laws, God's laws, he gives us peace, joy, and good health. I am yours, God. Save me. For I have tried to live according to your desires. Though the wicked hide all along the way to kill me, I will quietly keep my mind upon your promises. Nothing is perfect except your words. Oh, how I love them. I think about them all day long. They make me wiser than my enemies, because they are my constant guide. Yes, wiser than my teachers. For I am ever thinking of your rules. They make me even wiser than the aged. I have refused to walk the paths of evil, for I will remain obedient to your word. No, I haven't turned away from what you taught me. Your words are sweeter than honey. And since only your rules can give me wisdom and understanding, no wonder I hate every false teaching. Your words are a flashlight to light the path ahead of me and keep me from stumbling. I have said it once, and I'll say it again and again. I will obey these wonderful laws of yours, God. I am close to death at the hands of my enemy. Oh, give me back my life again, just as you promised me. Accept my grateful thanks and teach me your desires. My life hangs in the balance, but I will not give up obedience to your laws. The wicked have set their traps for me along your path, but I will not turn aside. Your laws are my joyous treasures forever. I am determined to obey you until I die. I hate those who are undecided whether or not to obey you, but my choice is clear. I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield, and your promises are my only source of hope. Be gone, you evil-minded men. Be gone, you evil-minded men. Don't try to stop me from obeying God's command. Lord, you promised me to live. Never let it be said that God failed me. Hold me safe above the heads of all my enemies. Then I can continue to obey your laws. But you have rejected all who reject your laws. They are only fooling themselves. The wicked are the scum you skim off and throw away. No wonder I love to obey your laws. I tremble in fear of you. I fear your punishment. If you're wondering who this person is who's recording this in Psalms, we'll disclose that to you in the future, but he was a king in history, a very important figure. Even leaders feel at times like all the rest of us, ordinary folks. So if you think you're the only one who's felt down and out, have courage. God brings us all through these times of discouragement and personal attack that other people may give us. Verse 121, don't leave me to the mercy of my enemies, for I have done what is right. I've been perfectly fair. Commit yourself to bless me, God. Don't let the proud oppress me. My eyes grow dim with longing for you to fulfill your wonderful promise to rescue me. Lord, deal with me in loving kindness and teach me, your servant, to obey. For I am your servant. Therefore, give me common sense to apply your rules to everything I do. Lord, it is time for you to act, for these evil men have violated your laws. I feel like that today, don't you? While I love your commandments more than the finest gold, every law of God is right, whatever it concerns. I hate every other way. Your laws are wonderful. No wonder I obey them. Did you hear that? God's laws are wonderful. No wonder he obeys them. God wants goodness to come to your life, and God knows how to live as a person so that you can have a good life. As your plan unfolds, even the simple can understand. No wonder I wait expectantly for each of your commands. Come and have mercy on me, as is your way with those who love you. Guide me with your laws, so that I will not be overcome by evil. He wants us to follow laws so the devil won't overtake us and won't ruin us or harm us. Rescue me from the oppression of evil men. You ever felt oppressed? It's often oppression of evil men. Then I can obey you. Look down in love upon me and teach me all your laws. I weep because your laws are disobeyed. He probably weeps because he sees the unhappiness and the oppression that comes to people who do not obey God's laws when they walk in darkness. But God wants us to walk in the light, to step out from darkness today and walk in the light. Oh, Lord, you are just, and your punishments are fair. Your demands are just and right. I am indignant and angry because of the way my enemies have disregarded your laws. I have thoroughly tested your promises, and that is why I love them so much. I am worthless and despised, but I don't despise your laws. Your justice is eternal, for your laws are perfectly fair. In my distress and anguish, your commandments comfort me. Your laws are always fair. Help me to understand them, and I shall live. I am praying with great earnestness. Answer me, Lord. and I will obey your laws. Save me, I cry, for I am obeying. Early in the morning, before the sun is up, I was praying and pointing out how much I trust in you. I stay awake through the night to think about your promises because you are so loving and kind. Listen to me and make me well again. I will finish the rest of this chapter after this loving song. I've been talking about God's loving kindness, and I'm going to sing that in a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Hear our prayer, God. Let us be recipients of your loving kindness. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Sing it with me. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands and praise thy name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. We are going to finish the last portion of Psalm chapter 119. Psalm 119, and we'll begin in just a moment in verse 150. These are the words from the heart of a famous king. I will reveal to you in a future lesson. If you've ever felt like this, listen to how this man, a king, felt. Listen to his inner thought and his conversation with God. Verse 150. Here come these lawless men to attack me, but you are near, O Lord. All your commandments are based on truth. I have known from earliest days that you will never change. Look down upon my sorrows and rescue me, for I am obeying your commands. Yes, dear God, rescue me and give me back my life again, just as you have promised. The wicked are far from salvation, for they do not care for your laws. Lord, how great is your mercy. Oh, give me back my life again. My enemies are so many. They try to make me disobey, but I have not swerved from your will. I loathe these traitors because they care nothing for your laws. Lord, see how much I really love your demands. Now give back my life and health because you are so kind. There is utter truth in all your laws. Your decrees are eternal and everlasting. Great men have persecuted me, though they have no reason to, but I stand in awe of only your word. I rejoice in your laws like one who finds a great treasure. How I hate all falsehood, but how I love your laws. I will praise you 7 times a day because of your wonderful laws. Now, that's not meaning we have to praise the Lord 7 times a day to be a Christian, but here we find a strong Christian did. So it seems to me it would be helpful when you find out who this great king was, who's speaking from his heart here. I think you will be amazed and probably want to praise the Lord daily. Those who love your laws have great peace of heart and mind and do not stumble. I long for your salvation, Lord, and so I have obeyed your laws. I'm going to tell you tonight how to receive salvation. I have looked for your commandments, and I love them very much. Yes, I have searched for them. You know this because everything I do is known to you. Do you know that God sees everything we do, and he knows our hearts, and he wants each one of us to be a part of his family, to be a child of God? But it's your choice. He's a gentleman. He gives you a choice. Oh, Lord, listen to my prayers. Give me the common sense you promised. Hear my prayers. Rescue me as you said you would. I praise you for letting me learn your laws. I will sing about their wonder, for each of them is just. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I've got a song for that. I'll try to get those words next time. Stand ready to help me, because I have chosen to follow your will. Oh Lord, I have longed for your salvation, and your law is my delight. If you will let me live, I will praise you. Let your laws assist me. I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come and find me, for I have not turned away from your command. Praise the Lord. That was the reading of Psalm 119, which is right about in the middle of your Bible. That's a good chapter to read. I have a friend who reads it every day, but once a week, once a month, whatever, would be a great blessing, I think, and encouragement to you. And the book of Psalms, in many places throughout, teaches us how to praise and worship the Lord through others. And we're going to find out who this mighty king was in the future, but perhaps you can find out in the meantime until I reveal that to you later on. I don't think you'll be surprised at who it is, though. I'm going to give you opportunity now to receive the Lord. If you haven't done that before, you can join God's family right now with us tonight or this morning, whichever time it is for you that you're listening. The scriptures in John tell us about how to receive salvation. John 3:16 is probably the most famous verse for that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. It's important, you know, that we receive God's best gift, because receiving the Lord as our Savior and as the Son of God will give us a better life, and it will give us entrance into heaven, and we will become a part of God's family. In John 1:2, it says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. John 3:3, it says, Jesus said, you must be born again. This is a spiritual rebirth. It's, your body isn't born again, but your spiritual man is born anew, in which you have joined the family of God. Romans 5:8 says, but God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. John 10:10, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundant. Let's bow our heads and pray together. You already know the Lord is your Savior. You can pray out loud. Perhaps that will help someone in your group feel more comfortable. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity once again for people around the world to receive you as their Lord and Savior. Just at this moment, say, Lord, I confess my sins, and I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I ask Jesus into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. And God, help me to live a godly life from here on out. Show me the ways to live a godly life through the guidance of the Holy Spirit and your word in the scriptures and the example that Jesus gives us living in the New Testament. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation. I praise you, Lord, for God's greatest and best gift of eternal life through accepting your Son, God, your Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. If you were one still contemplating or thinking about whether to receive Jesus Christ, just ask that the Lord will reveal himself to you. And we continue to pray that the Lord will woo you unto him by his Spirit. For when the Spirit maketh known to you the reality of God, he is real indeed, and there is no refuting it in your heart and mind, for you know without a doubt that God is God, who he says he is, and that his Son Jesus is his Son, who God says he is, and that he gives you the gift of the Holy Spirit as a guide and comforter along the way in your life and path on earth. You know the angels in heaven sing and worship and praise the Lord for each person who joins the family. And it's a good time for you to worship and just praise the Lord for receiving you into his family. And remember to take an opportunity sometime in the next few days to share with someone that you have received the Lord. Now, if you live in a part of the world where you're being persecuted as Christians, you might want to be careful who you say that to. If you know of another Christian, tell it to another Christian. If you know ungodly people in your community, pray for them in your prayer life at home, alone, away from others. And pray that the Lord would reveal himself to them and woo them unto him by his Spirit. Where two or more are gathered in prayer in God's name, in the name of Jesus, he is there among us. So pray with those Christian friends of yours for others and for protection and blessings upon your friends, family, and community. And we pray that for those on our friends around the world tonight, Lord, for God's blessing, for your protection on each one, that you would give them health and strength and understanding of the scripture. Lord, just use the Holy Spirit to reveal to them what's truth and what is not, and help them to follow only the ways of truth for your glory and for your kingdom, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord, tonight in our words, in scripture, and in song. Thank you, Lord, so much for this opportunity to worship you together with friends around the world. Now I'm going to play Endless Hallelujah one more time for on the way out of our show tonight. You should have heard it enough now where you can start singing with it. So I hope you can do that. Endless Hallelujah. Sing with it if you can. Matt Redman. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's blessings to you. We love you and God loves you. Show your love to one another. Speak goodness to others. Speak the good word of God to others.
When I stand before your throne, dressed in glory not my own, what a joy I'll sing of on that day. No more tears or broken dreams, forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We love you and God loves you. God bless you and God be with you until next Sunday night for Praise and Worship. This is Diane Lenning coming to you live from the United States of America. And remember, we have Bible lessons every Wednesday night and Friday night. Wednesday night, we focus on Asia, and Friday night on Africa, but you're welcome to listen to all of them. We have some English and mostly English on most of them, and then we'll have Thai, Lao, Chinese on Wednesday nights, and Friday night Swahili when they can call in. So we look forward to being with you next time, and thank you so much for being with us today. Take care. God bless you. And may God be with you. Bye-bye.